This is the audio presentation covering the assignments in Greek Lessons 3 and 4. Please open your textbook to page 179. Toward the top of the page, Mr. Ayres gives some examples of how two Greek bases can be combined in a single word. Among those examples is psychoanalysis, which is worth taking special notice of. Psych is a base, followed by the combining vowel O. After that comes a prefix, ana, and another base, lie, and a suffix, sis. There's a prefix in the middle of the word? How is that possible? What happened to the pre in prefix? Doesn't it mean before? When did prefixes start being middly fixes? Well, if a prefix becomes an integral part of a word, as it does with analysis, when that word is combined with another base attached to the front of it, the prefix will end up in the middle of the word. So put a big star next to psychoanalysis. It's a good reminder that sometimes in Greek, much less often in Latin, prefixes can come after a base and end up in the middle of a word. Moving on to the bases you should memorize in this lesson, please turn to page 181. The first base is bibli, B-I-B-L-I, meaning book. Please put the I in parentheses. It's dropped in our word, Bible, one of this base's most pervasive derivatives. About the next base, canon, please note that it doesn't have three N's, so it's not spelled the same way as its homonym, cannon, C-A-N-N-O-N, the large artillery gun used in warfare. This base is a two-N canon. To its meaning rule, add the senses role, as in a class role, list, and standard list. A canon is at heart a list, usually written in a column, which is what the word actually means in Greek. Things on a list are often there because they're the official items approved of by some authority. If you're on the list, you're officially approved. So list developed another sense, standard list. If a book is canonical, like the books of the Bible, it's seen as authentic, genuine. Holy people who are canonized are saints. They're on the Catholic Church's official list. The next base, crypt, C-R-Y-P-T, meaning hidden or secret, has a similar-looking relative, cry, C-R-Y, which means cold. Cry is not included among the bases you need to memorize in this class, but in real practice, you should be careful not to confuse these similar-looking Greek forms. The next few items on this canon of word roots underscore the difficulty some of you may have in memorizing the meanings of Greek bases. That cycle, C-Y-C-L, means wheel, is pretty easy to remember if you use a hook word like bicycle, a two-wheeled vehicle. Gloss is a bit more difficult, but there is some help out there in derivatives like glossary, a list of words, often from a foreign language. Likewise, icons are images. Mime actors imitate things. And odes are songs. Be careful with that last base. Ode has a close relative, hode, H-O-D, meaning road, which will appear on the canon for lesson 5. Hode, unfortunately, often loses its initial H, as in the word Exodus, literally the road, hode, out, X, which means hode ends up looking exactly like ode, song, a lot of the time. To make matters only worse, Latin also has an ode base, which means hate, and is completely unrelated to either Greek odes. We get our word odium, meaning hatred, from this base. But since you know not to confuse Greek and Latin words, that shouldn't be a problem for you. Still, let's be frank, there are way too many odes out there. The last base on this official list is tom, T-O-M, meaning cut. Please note that it shows up sometimes in a variant form, tm, T-M, no vowel, as in the word Timesis, meaning the act of cutting. Timesis is the process of dividing a word and inserting another word inside it. For instance, a whole nother thing. There, another has had whole stuffed inside it. Timesis tends to show up in swearing, as in, I don't know how I got there. I started drinking and somehow I ended up in San Fran, insert swear word, Cisco. There's a linguistic term for the tm variant, zero grade. Grade in linguistese refers to the vowel used in a base. We've seen this already in the term vowel gradation. So a zero grade base means the base uses no vowel. The O grade of the same base would be Tom, T-O-M. Any vowel a base uses is called its whatever grade, meaning there are A grades, E grades, and so on. If you're aware of this, it can help you with memorizing Greek, which often utilizes different grades for the same base. In Lesson 4, Mr. Ayers introduces the first set of Greek prefixes. Please turn to page 184 and let's discuss them, starting at the bottom of the page with a or an, the Greek prefix meaning not or without. Please add the sense no, as in no way, no how. It's important to learn how to distinguish this prefix from the third one on the list, ana, A-N-A, meaning up, back, or again. They can sometimes be confused because the up prefix ana will occasionally lose its second A and become just an, making it identical in form to the an variant of the not prefix. Usually the sense of a word makes it clear whether an means up or not. Not words tend to jump out at you. For example, anarchy, the state of no government. Anemic, having no blood. The up prefix is harder to see. To the Greeks, up could have a number of connotations. Up physically, as in move up. Up backwards or again, as in back up. And also up uncertain, as in up in the air. Which Ayers does not include here, so you should add the meaning upside down to this prefix. An anachronism, for instance, is a mistake in time. Literally the process of turning time upside down. A picture in which ancient Greeks are driving cars or talking on cell phones would be an anachronism. Note that I skipped the prefix amphi, A-M-P-H-I, because I have nothing to say about it. All the same, you need to learn it. Moving to the top of the next page, note that the Greek prefix anti, A-N-T-I, meaning against, is quite unlike its cognate, the Latin prefix ante, A-N-T-E, meaning before. These forms may be related linguistically, but the Greeks and Romans applied different senses to them. Standing ante, A-N-T-I, meant to the Greeks to oppose it, and thus to be opposite or against it. To the Romans, ante meant just to be in front of it. Note, too, that the Greek anti, with an I, does not always undergo degeneration. If you don't remember what the term degeneration refers to, go look it up. Sometimes anti is used in reference to things which stand opposite each other but work together, as in antiphonal choruses, where two choruses are situated across from each other and sing back and forth in response. So add to anti the meaning in answer to. To apo, A-P-O, the next prefix, add the sense away from. An apostle is someone who's sent to preach away from home, presumably. Kata, C-A-T-A, meaning down, is the opposite of ana, A-N-A, meaning up. Thus, batteries have cathodes, roads down, and anodes, roads up, in relation to which way the electricity is flowing. Degeneration plays a role here, too. Since down often implies bad, think catastrophe, literally a downturn, you should add that sense, down. Also note that kata does what so many Latin prefixes do. It can just intensify a base, adding only a sense of very or completely. That is, words with kata underwent weakening, another term you've learned and must not forget. Finally, dia, D-I-A, meaning through, across, or between, has other senses as well, throughout and apart. Please add those meanings to this prefix. Also, dia sometimes loses its final A and becomes just D, D-I, particularly when the base it's attached to starts with a vowel or H, as in diocese or diode. I should have noted that this is also true of anti, A-N-T-I, as in anthem, apo, A-P-O, as in ephesis, and kata, C-A-T-A, as in Catholic. The rule is any Greek prefix that ends in A can lose it. To end this presentation, let's look at the bases in this lesson, starting with alg, A-L-G, meaning pain. Just for the record, this is not where we get the word algae. Algae does not cause you pain, even if it does. Algae comes from the Latin base for seaweed. From the Greek base alg, we get words like analgesic, meaning removing pain, and nostalgia, the pain you feel when you miss being home. Be careful not to confuse the base chron, C-H-R-O-N, meaning time, with another Greek base that looks a lot like it, chrome, C-R-O-M, meaning color. We'll learn that base in Lesson 8. To log, L-O-G, meaning speech, word, proportion, or reasoning, could be added a number of other meanings. Thought, the study of, the theory of, and a gathering of. Its basic sense is an expressed thought, which to the Greeks necessarily involved speaking and studying, and that explains all the corollary connotations. Let's make this easy. Put three stars next to this base. You're going to see it in many, many Greek-based words. It's associated with talking, thinking, and writing. Three things ancient Greeks did a lot of. The next base, ly, L-Y, meaning loosen, has a variant lice, L-Y-S. Please add that. And another connotation you should note too, destroy. A lysosome is an organelle inside a cell that loosens, that is, breaks up and destroys, molecules. Pod, P-O-D, the base meaning foot, has another variant too, pus, P-U-S, seen in octopus, a creature with 8 feet, and Oedipus, a character in Greek myth who was so named because he was lame, oid, in his feet, pus. As a baby, he was hung up in a tree by his foot, which left him lame. The next to last base in this canon is the, T-H-E, meaning God. In Lesson 10, we'll see there's another the base in Greek, which means put, and is seen in words like thesis, literally the act or result of putting down ideas on paper, or synthetic, pertaining to being put together, that is, artificially assembled. When you see the, you'll just have to guess whether it means God or put. I'll never take off points if you choose the wrong option because you did the etymology right. But you should always remember to try both. To make matters only worse, there is a third Greek base that looks like this too. The, T-H-E, or thea, with an A on the end of it, that means see. The basis of words like theater, a place for viewing, plays, and theory, a conclusion based on observation. By the way, the ancient Greeks had little trouble distinguishing all these thes because the one that means God, the one in this lesson, has a short e, pronounced e, whereas the put the more often used a long e, an e sound, meaning the ancient Greeks could usually hear the difference. But when the e is used in the spelling of both bases as we do, the potential for confusion grows. Finally, note that the last base on this list, troph, T-R-O-P-H, meaning nourish or grow, has a close analog too, trop, T-R-O-P, no H, meaning turn, which we'll encounter in Lesson 12. Trough, grow, trop, turn. Learn it. And that's it for this audio presentation of Greek Lessons 3 and 4. Happy etymologizing!